News, Around the World with Don Gardner.
Good morning from ABC News, New York. The foreign minister of the Soviet Union, Andrei Gromyko, says today that the matter of the three American flyers shot down over East Germany last week is mainly a matter for the East Germans. Gromyko made the statement in Stockholm, Sweden this morning. It's the first time the Russians have said this. Now, by phone this morning, we asked ABC's Ben Lacey in Berlin what this means, and Lacey said it could mean that the Russians have now decided to use the case of the three U.S. flyers to force the United States to deal with East Germany. Lacey says there may be a show trial, the East Germans putting the U.S. flyers on trial as spies. Only yesterday, Secretary of State Dean Rusk had asked the Soviets to keep this from becoming a major Cold War incident. Meanwhile, Lacey reports from Berlin that a U.S. Air Force doctor has made another trip into East Germany to visit the flyer who was injured in last week's incident. And on the other side of the world, another air incident, ABC's Gail McCarty reports from Saigon that a Cambodian fighter has shot down a Vietnamese spotter plane. The American pilot was injured as Vietnamese observer killed. McCarty says the incident could worsen U.S.-Cambodian relations. Cambodia says the plane was over Cambodian territory. More news in just a moment.
For an easier, closer shave, get new Menin Soft Stroke. It's the heavy-duty aerosol shave cream that softens your beard almost like a hot, steaming towel. You hardly feel the razor. That's Menin Soft Stroke. Refreshing regular or menthol iced. And listen, new Menin push-button deodorant was tested against the other leading aerosol deodorant by the toughest judges in the world. Men like you. These tests prove new Menin push-button deodorant protects you better.
Last night, President Johnson may have struck the keynote of the Democratic Party in the 64 election. From FDR's New Deal to President Truman's Fair Deal, President Johnson has set his goal as a better deal for the American people. ABC microphones on hand at a Democratic fundraising dinner in Washington last night as President Johnson included in that better deal the newly passed tax cut bill.
That bill puts an additional $25 million a day in the hands of the American taxpayer. It will create new jobs and new incomes and new payroll. And I tell you tonight that the American economy is stronger than it has been at any time in your lifetime.
But apparently the magic of President Johnson's better deal does not rub off on Republican presidential aspirant Senator Barry Goldwater. Last night in Los Angeles, ABC microphones were there as Senator Goldwater launched a blistering attack on the Johnson administration and against the president himself and President Johnson's position in the Bobby Baker case.
Now, who does the president think he is? Who is he to tell the American people that they should see no evil, hear no evil, and speak of no evil when the shadow of that evil falls on the White House itself?
And Senator Goldwater said he had conferred earlier with former President Eisenhower at Palm Desert, but Senator Goldwater said they did not discuss his candidacy. ABC's Al Mann reports from San Francisco that Pierre Salinger has arrived in San Fran. Salinger announced his resignation as White House News Secretary last night. Salinger expected to announce today he's a candidate for the Democratic Senate nomination in California. From Nicosia, ABC's Bruce Morton reports Cyprus is quiet so far today. Greek Cypriot forces have pulled back from their positions near the town of Gazivaran, where six died in yesterday's fighting. And spring comes shortly, but at least three winter-type storms are lashing various parts of the United States. Now, a message from our sponsor.
May I have one of your Winstons?
Of course, be my guest.
I think I'll change to a Winston.
You just changed to the best. So if you're thinking of changing to a filter cigarette, make it Winston. Changing to a filter cigarette, make it Winston. Because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Join the swing to Winston. Only Winston has both a modern filter and exclusive filter blend up front. Two good reasons why Winston is America's largest selling filter cigarette by far.
So if you're thinking of changing to a filter cigarette, make it Winston. Because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston.
This is news around the world.